Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We are your hosts. I'm Jesse Sarowitz.
I'm Alec Combs.
And I'm Jake the Snake Rubin.
Was there just a big pause, or did I, like, freeze for a second?
You froze up for like, a second.
For okay. A hot second. Okay.
Do we want to restart?
It doesn't matter to me.
Let's keep going.
All right, let's keep going. This is a good.
This is good.
This is good airtime. They say
it's fine. It's fine.
All right.
Anyway, this is a screenplay.
What? Alex said something, so I had to say something too.
This is Screenplay, the improvised movie podcast. Obviously, we're back on Zoom for this episode. Sorry. Pandemic's still raging on.
Yeah, we're in different parts of the world right now.
Jesse's in like a different form of existence. I'm at the zoo.
And I'm having a seizure right now.
He's having a seizure in your TV right now. Go look.
If you're watching the video on YouTube, you'll see that our backgrounds correspond to a monkey at the zoo, a monkey with in space on a t-shirt, and the episode of Pokemon where it caused several children to have seizures.
Rip to those kids.
RIP to those 700 kids. Nah, they're fine. They just had a seizure.
RIP that pussy. Hey.
Jesse, what is this?
What is this? Who
this
are we?
This is a podcast where we improvise a movie script. You know, we create all the characters, all the dialogue, all the settings and plot and what have you that goes on with having a movie script. And what we do to get us started is we talk about a piece of media that one of us has seen recently, a movie or a TV show. And this time it is Jake the Snake Rubin's turn.
Hell yeah. Hashtag Jake Week.
Yeah. Hashtag Jake Week, Jake Week.
Hashtag Jake Week. Everybody tweet at Screenplay PCast. Hashtag Jake Week. Everybody email us. Hashtag Jake Week. All right. So what have I watched this week?
Yeah.
What did you watch?
What have you seen?
So lately I've been watching this little ditty of a show called Only Murders in the Building. It is on, very spooky. Wow. It is on Hulu, I want to say. I'm getting nods. It is on Hulu. It is starring Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, which you would think would be like Steve Martin, Martin Short, obviously years of chemistry, incredible. But like Selena Gomez, you weren't not quite sure how she'd fit in. She fits in pretty well. They're just always like, you can tell that they've been riffing off each other for years, and she's just kind of there. So she might be the weakest link of the show, but that's a hot take. But I love Selena Gomez. So what is this show? This show is essentially, we have three unique characters, right? We have Steve Martin's character. He's kind of like a washed-up actor. He used to be on this TV show called Brazos, which is this kind of like a police detective show. And so he still kind of tries to do like police detective-y things. He kind of like pretends to be his character in real life. And then the next one is Martin Short's character. I don't remember his name. He's kind of like a Broadway producer kind of a thing where he just gives money to different shows to see. No, he's a director. He's a fucking director. He's a director. He directs shows and things. And yes, and Selena Gomez, she's kind of like the mysterious character. I don't want to say much about her backstory because it's kind of like later episodes-ish. So I'm not going to say much about that. But they all live in the same building. It's called the Arconia. It's like a fancy-ass rich people building. There's lots of rich people. You know, they're all like, well, it's kind of cool because like the elevator like in the building, like it stops off at different floors. There's lots of like fun characters in this hotel.
Why is that so cool about the elevator?
I don't know. I like the idea that like
every elevator does that.
I like the idea that like the elevator door opens up and it's just your room, you know? I think that's kind of cool.
Oh.
Like that's for a couple people.
What I heard you say was the elevator stops at different floors.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I might have said it wrong. But there's like lots of fun characters and yeah, I'll talk about that. Okay. So, all three of these people, they don't know each other, right? They all do their own thing. You know, Steve Martin's kind of like, you know, he's like angry, and then Martin Short's very, you know, talkative, and Steve Martin's just kind of annoyed with him, and Selena Gomez is like, I'm mysterious, you know? And so they all live in the building. All of a sudden, one day, I think it's like a fire alarm or something.
Yeah,
it's like a fire alarm gets pulled, so everybody's running down. As they're running down, I think
Steve Martin. So I've also seen the first episode. Steve Martin sees like a person run up the stairs while everybody else is going down the stairs.
Yeah, and he's like
during the fire alarm, and he's just like, "What the hell's going on?"
He's like, "What the hell's going on?" Like, and the guy's wearing a tie dye hoodie. Something that connects.
Go ahead.
Something that connects all three of them is that they all listen to the same true crime podcast, and they don't know this. Right. And so they're like, everybody in the building gets evacuated. They go to the other side, like they go to like a nearby restaurant. They're all kind of hanging out. And then Selena Gomez, she's like listening to a podcast. No, it's like the first one. Steve Martin is like listening to the podcast, and Martin Short's like, "Hey, you know, is that podcast?" And they start talking. They're like, "Oh, my God, I listen to this. And so now it's like the two people that weren't really getting along were cool. And then Selena Gomez walks up and she's like, "Oh my God, you guys listen to the podcast." And they're like, "Oh my God, what is that?" And then it was just like a fun moment because they're all like, "Oh, you know." So word gets out, somebody dies, right? Boom.
The reason why the fire alarm, when they go back after the fire alarm got pulled, they ask like the doorman, and he's like, "There was a murder."
And they're like, "What?"
Mysterious.
Yeah. So, just for clarification, Alec has seen only that episode, and I've seen lots of episodes since. So, I'm only talking about the first episode because there's lots and lots of spoilers. So, I'm trying to condense it. That's why I'm struggling a bit. But, and so they're like, "Oh my God, you know, somebody died." And that's a spoiler. They're like, "Oh my God, somebody." I almost said something that was a spoiler. They're like, "Oh my God, you know," and then they're like, "Wait. We listen to this true crime podcast.
We know our shit.
And Steve Martin's like, "Wait a second. The night that the guy killed himself was the night of the fire alarm thing. And he said, I saw somebody go up to his room the day that the guy shot himself." And he's like, "I don't think this was a suicide." And the police officer, she's like, "Come the fuck on. You guys listen to true crime podcasts, don't you?" And they're like, "Maybe."
Well, another fun thing is that like they're talking about this true crime podcast like outside of the building during the fire alarm, and they're like, and Steve Martin's like, "I know a back way into the building and we could get a look at what the crime scene." So then they go in the back way and then they go up to the floor where it was, and they see the dead body, right, Jake? And they're like, "That was the guy that was on the elevator with us the other day."
Oh, yeah.
It was literally like an hour ago.
They're like, "This man didn't seem like he was about to kill himself because like he just didn't seem like it."
Right.
I don't remember what the twist was at the end of this episode because I don't want to say the wrong twist.
Yeah, I can speak on it because
there's lots of twists.
There's lots of twists and turns.
Well, so one thing that we need to talk about Martin Short's character is that he is a director, but he hasn't worked in a long time. There's like one scene where he literally like goes to his son's place to like ask for money, and like his son's like, "You should just fucking sell the apartment, it's expensive as shit." And it's just like, "I'm not selling it, it's my livelihood." But the three of them, Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin, they kind of have like this little pact. They're like going through like the dead guy's kind of like trash to like find some stuff on him, and they find like a correspondence between him and like his neighbor, and they pretty much find out that like, oh, she got a package of his accidentally, so they're like, "We gotta find this package because it seems like he really wanted this." Steve Martin and Selena Gomez pick the lock to the guy's room, and they find the thing, and they find out that it was like a ring. He was about to propose, and it's just like, why would a guy who was about to propose going to like, why would he kill himself?
Why would he kill himself? That's a good question.
And then what else was there? I mean,
okay, which one is the Selena Gomez love interest? Martin Short or Steve Martin?
Both.
Oh.
But like,
okay, so if it's an apartment for rich people, why does Selena Gomez live there? Is that a spoiler?
Oh, game? That's a question. That is a question. Okay. That there is an answer to it.
I think that happens in the first episode. At least I have an answer to that that might be different in the rest of the show.
Yeah, okay. Jake, don't say anything. Al, give me the episode one answer.
It's pretty much that she's living at like her aunt's place while they're renovating.
Okay. wink, wink, wink. I like the idea of three people getting together and solving a murder because they listen to a podcast.
Isn't that cute? It's funny because
we have a podcast.
Yeah, we do have a podcast, and we should solve a murder, which we might do in this podcast that you're going to listen to.
Bro,
we're also going to cause a murder too, though, unfortunately.
Oh, shit. We're going to have to kill somebody.
Unless nobody dies.
Jake, you're giving away the improv.
Oh no! Shit! The script. No.
Oh no!
There's no script.
Don't look at the screenplay. Don't look. I mean, there is like one other like the big twist of the final episode or the first episode, I should say.
Okay, give a warning and then spoil it.
Warning for the ending of the first episode of Only Murders in the Building. Skip forward like 30 seconds. The big spoiler is that Selena Gomez knows the guy that died.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. She knows Tim Kono.
Tim Kono's the name of the guy who died. And they were in like a friend group when they were younger. But it's weird because like when he was in the elevator with them earlier in the episode, he didn't even like acknowledge her at all. So it's like, what's up with that? Like, what type of falling? Did they have like a falling out? They called their group the Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Boys,
There's four. It was her. Another girl and two guys, one of them being this Tim Kono guy that just got killed.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
All right.
I'm being very good.
Sorry, I kind of commandeered your synopsis, Jake, but...
No, you're good. You're good. It's probably for the best because I would have said something like...
No.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Jake.
Oops, I guess my mic was turned off. Well, I won't say it again.
It's not even for the audience. It's because we don't want Jake to spoil it for us.
I know, because both of them, both of you guys want to watch it. So
I had the day off today, and it's just like, oh, I should watch another episode of that so I could, so see, because I know Jake's going to talk about it today, but I didn't. Oh, well. So yeah.
All right, well, I'm ready.
It's funny because one quick thing. Every time I hear the title "Only Murders in the Building," I always think of Troy and Abed in the Morning, and I go, "Only Murders,
only
in, the
murders
building.
In the Building."
I don't know why, but
if
that's...
if you make that TikTok right now, it'll blow up.
We'll remind you at the end of the episode. Another thing, real quick, the reason why the show is called "Only Murders in the Building" is because they decide to make a podcast about them investigating this murder, and they say we're only going to do episodes about murders in the building.
That is,
and then they call, and then they're like, and then they're like, that's the name of the podcast.
I made the TikTok.
Did you?
Yeah, I just did. Everybody go to @RoobStar @ROOBSTAR _ and like that TikTok because you just saw the creation of it.
Yeah, on this podcast. Comment screenplay sent me here, and then do your favorite emoji.
And then write your favorite memory with your grandparent. All right.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Hold on, I
gotta like your fucking TikTok right now.
Thank you.
I'll like it. I'll like it while someone starts
the fixing my hair because I do that because I'm. And that's why I do that.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting
me. Oh, I understand.
Ancient family secret. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's get into it.
Ooh. Gunshot. Scream. Glass falling.
A man runs away. It's raining. Puddles everywhere. A foot stomping in the middle of a puddle. It's dark out. It's in the middle of the city. City that never sleeps.
Uh-oh. Everybody looks tired.
Is this the trailer? Or...
It's the beginning. It's the
beginning of the movie. It's the you start with the opening climax, right? And then you keep going. So one of the puddles that the guy steps in is like a mud puddle, and then he like steps away and it stays on the mud puddle. Title of the movie.
That's the title screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. We cut to establishing shot. Swanky building in the city the following morning. We cut to inside the top floor apartment.
There's a guy there. He's wearing like a one of those kind of like newsboy-esque caps, and he's like typing on a typewriter. He's a bit older, mid-50s, late early 60s. And he's typing on the typewriter. He's graying in the beard, graying in the hair.
Hell yeah.
And he's his inner monologue is saying what he's typing out. And there I was on the cliffs by myself, looking over the water, contemplating, should I? Will anyone miss me? When from the distance I heard a shout. It was my lover.
Ooh.
I didn't look back. I inched closer, thinking, do I even want to see her face right now? In this moment?
Interrupted by his wife. Dear, you haven't eaten any of your breakfast.
I'm sorry, honey. Once you get in the moment, once you get in the writing mood, you gotta just ride the wave.
I get it. She peers over his shoulder and she sees that he's writing about a lover. Ooh, are you talking about me?
In a way, honey. But yeah,
you're not talking about another lover, are you?
Of course not. This is all fiction. Only nothing from personal experience at all.
Hey, I believe you because we took a solid oath of marriage,
mm-hmm.
you know, 40 years ago.
Until death do us part.
That's right. They look at each other.
They look at each other kind of a little bit too long, like, right, till death do us part, right. He looks down at his at the cold over easy eggs on a plate next to his typewriter. Sorry about the breakfast, honey. I'll go warm it up right now and I'll eat it. He takes the plate and he goes to the microwave.
She sits down at his typewriter and starts typing away.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing. It's nothing. It's fine.
Honey, now I'm gonna have to restart this entire page over again.
No, you could. There's whiteout over here in the cabinet, or you could just take my suggestions.
Oh,
what'd you write? Edits. Let me look.
Okay, look, read it out loud.
Okay. He does look back with a single tear in his eye. He's weeping. He doesn't weep, honey. He's not a crier.
He could weep.
He doesn't show emotion. Yeah. In this day and age, but in this, my book is from another time.
Is that why you typed all those out of date phrases?
Yeah, let's hear some of those.
Yeah, let's hear some of those.
Okay, so. Some of the parts, like I said, I call the main character calls women broads in this.
Yeah.
And also, until the cows come home. That's pretty old.
Yeah.
And
that is pretty old.
I mean, what else is here in there that you think I should take out?
Yeah. What else is there, Jesse?
Who said that?
I wish there was nothing.
I just think like maybe if the main character was a woman.
ding, the elevator door opens because, like, the elevator opens on their floor.
It opens onto the floor.
It opens, you know, like, it, you know, it just, it falls, you know, it opens.
Well, it is, like,
you
know, a special thing about
this.
So.
A special thing about this elevator
uh-huh.
is it stops at every floor in the building.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Oh, hey, guys.
But sorry. Only unless you push a button corresponding to that floor.
Okay, the elevator door opens. Some guy, he, like, looks. He's like, oh, sorry, wrong floor. He looks shady. He has, like, a suitcase next to him. And there's blood on the suitcase. And the elevator door closes.
I'm like, that oh was God, Randy, odd. Randy, did you see that?
I did see that, Clarice.
There was a stain on that briefcase.
Well, I was more checking out the man. He was...
You were checking out the man?
Yes.
We just had this conversation, till death do we part.
Well, I mean, I was checking him out for how shady he looked.
Oh, ah.
He yeah. had, like, yeah.
The elevator door opens again. It's the same guy. Oh, shit. I don't know what's going on.
excuse me, sir. Hold on.
He's pushing door closed. Door closed. Door closed.
The door closes before they get to him.
Oh, fuck. What could that have been?
I don't know. I don't recognize him from the building.
Should we talk to the owner? Should we talk to, like, the head desk?
The elevator door opens one more time. It's a little girl now.
Oh, hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Some creepy guy was following me. Can I stay in here for a second?
He's following you. Yes, of course. Come on.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Come in. What do you mean a creepy guy was following you?
Oh, I don't know. He had a briefcase and there was blood on it and he kept grunting.
She also saw the blood.
I saw the blood. Yeah, I did see the blood.
I saw the blood.
All of a sudden, the news TV flashes with news. Ding, 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 ding. Breaking news on the news TV. Breaking news on the news TV. Local man.
Specific news TV, honey.
Local man murdered in the building. Watch out! He's dead!
Oh my god, I had it open to the building-specific news TV.
Holy shit. It's like you know, in a hotel, when it's the hotel channel.
Yes.
It's the news. The elevator door opens. They're doing the newscast in the elevator.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Well,
coming
just,
up.
Door closed. yes, but watch out, because... somebody's dead, and is somebody important, and maybe is he?
Well, who was it?
I don't know. Some of you guys should figure it out. He's like turning around. He's just talking to them because he's on the news.
He's on the TV.
Yeah, he's on the TV. But
yeah,
he's
they're like
in the
background of the shot.
Yeah, you know. So I don't know. Good luck, I guess. But I'm also here to tell you that we all have to be evacuated.
The elevator door closes. We have to be evacuated.
Yeah, we gotta be evacuated. Honey, let's go.
Okay, let's leave.
Sweetheart, come with us.
Oh, okay.
This little girl.
All right, my name's Candy with the Q.
It's nice to meet you, Candy.
Candy.
With a Q.
Yes, yeah. We don't have to say that every single time.
What are your names?
I'm Randy.
I'm Randy. This is Clarice.
Clarice, this is my husband, Randy.
Wait, which one is which?
I'm Randy.
It's Randy.
Okay.
I'm
That's Clarice.
You know,
I'm Candy with the Q.
Yeah, we know.
We've established. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Come on. We gotta evacuate. There might be a killer in the building. Very scary.
Very, I know.
We cut to outside of the building. Every one of the
residents.
There we go. They're all just kind of like standing around like you would during a fire drill.
Yeah, they're all like some of the older women have like their sweaters like
their shawls.
Their shawls like close to their bodies to like
there's
conserve
a neckbeard standing in the corner.
Yeah, it's just like
he's got a Walkman. He's got and the fedora, obviously.
Oh.
and he's playing a Switch.
I was going to say he's gaming right now.
Yeah.
He's playing Fort
Night.
He's playing what? Fortnite?
Fortnite. No free advertisements in here. Fortnite.
No free advertisements for the free game.
Free game.
Let's introduce one other character. Like there's like a girl that's like it's like a teenager. Like she's also, she looks like
a Nancy Drew type.
Yeah, Nancy Drew type. She's walking around, kind of like shuffling around, like she's antsy to get back inside.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello, miss.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. My name's Candy with a Q. Nice to meet you. I see you're pacing around. What's wrong?
It's just I'm trying to... I was doing something in my room when we were called to evacuate by the news team.
Oh my god, I was being chased.
You were being chased? By uh-huh. who? Tell me everything right now.
Okay, well, he was wearing a hat, but I don't know. I don't remember if he was wearing it when we met him. But he had a suitcase, and there was blood on the suitcase, and he kept grunting, and he kept saying, little girl, little girl. And it scared me.
Oh my god, oh my god. She's writing this down in a notepad.
Okay, wait, what are you writing? What are you writing? Who are you?
I'm a junior detective. I'm trying to get this case while it's hot.
Are you licensed to be a junior detective?
No, but I've figured out some cases in my day.
Like what?
I've found my friend's missing cat. I found who stole the lunch money from our teacher.
Wait, so do you think this was a murder?
It very well might be. I mean, you said there's blood stains on the suitcase. It sounds like, and also the news said it was a murder. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, I love the news.
Don't.
The news in our building.
Yeah, there are characters.
Yeah, they are characters. All right, wait, come meet my friends.
Okay.
All right, she brings them over. All right, so this is, I forget which one's which.
I'm Randy. This is my wife, Clarice. Hi, nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, hello. Do you have any information about did you see anything?
Oh, well, yeah, there was a man. He came up the elevator into our apartment. And he said, oh, no.
Yes, and we live in the penthouse, yes. So very peculiar that he'd go up all the way to
yeah,
that.
He shouldn't be able to get up there without the key.
Well, yes. I made it up.
So... Yes, nobody.
I made it up there.
Well, Candy, I know your dad, and he's the owner of the building, so.
Uh-huh, yep, he is.
You little rascal, you must have taken the key.
Yep, I am. I'm Candy, Candy Fire Stick.
Candy Fire Stick.
Uh-huh. With a Q.
He whispers to did we give the Nancy Drew type a name yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, he talks to the teenager. Like she's come to our room several times before. So I already knew that was a possibility. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you three. My name is Marcia. Marcia Pennington, and yes,
you're writing stuff down in this notebook. What is it?
Oh,
well, I'm gonna solve this case, and I'm taking down all possible suspects.
Suspects? Hold on,
we're not suspects, are we?
We're not suspects in this.
Not a suspect. I can't even.
I can't throw anything to the wind. I must take down everything. I have to be diligent. I have to be. I can't just say no to nothing.
Threaten her.
Yeah, Randy, threaten her.
Threaten her, Randy.
Threaten her.
I can't threaten a. Look, if she seems like she knows what she's doing. I've watched NCIS a couple of times.
Right, fine, if you won't do it, I will. Come here, Marcia.
What?
She like grabs her by the scruff of her shirt and pulls her.
Yeah,
I could see that.
If you think for a second that me or my husband or this young girl here has committed a murder, you got another thing coming, okay? All right, look at me in the eyes. They like bring their like nose.
As she's trying to do that, she's like still jotting stuff down in the notebook.
She's still writing.
Stop writing stuff.
Okay. This is very suspicious.
A police officer walks over.
hey everybody, this is me, Officer Schmoopy, and I'm here because I wanted to let you know that we have been
there is somebody had died in the building. We just wanted to let you know that somebody had died. You're not.
Do you know who it is?
You're not really reacting. What? You know who it is?
No. Do you know who it is? Can you tell us who it was?
I mean, if I did, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I could tell you. I just don't want to tell you. Isn't that right? There's nobody there. man, being a police officer is hard work. No, it isn't. Fuck you, police. Oh, my God. Who said that? Wait, go!
Wait, Candy! Candy, Jesus. Calm yourself.
Okay, you know, I can put you under arrest right now. I can arrest all of you for impeding an investigation.
We did nothing of the sort, sir.
He shoots a gun in the air. Boom! Listen to me right now. I gave you a fake name, first of all.
Yeah, we thought Schmoopy was real for sure.
No. It's Rogers. Officer Rogers is my actual name. Okay, fine. Officer Glenn.
Wait, it wasn't Rogers?
No. Okay, no, fine. It's Dewey. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Officer Dewey. That's my real name. God given to me. God looked at me and he said, this is an Officer Dewey right here.
Can I see your badge then?
He flashes it. All right, and so...
it was Officer Dewey. It was Officer Dewey.
So here's my number. He like writes down his number on a pen and paper. If you hear anything about the investigation,
sorry, in the video right now, Jake is flashing in and out of existence.
Yeah, it's just monkey. Feel free to give me a call if you hear anything at all. This is my new voice now because he has to have a fun voice. Well, you know, if you hear anything, just give me a call, Officer Dewey. Remember the all, okay? But do not go into the building until we tell you it's clear, because it's a very critical moment right now, and we're taking all the fingerprints and all the toe prints. Please, more toe prints. Just kidding. Fuck you, police officer! Fuck you! I will arrest you, little girl! He shoots next to her. She jumps. She jumps right... She jumps into one of their arms. Okay. All right. Goodbye. He disappears. I don't trust him.
I don't trust him either. If he shot at a little girl, that's kind of suspicious.
Well, write
this down, Marsha. Marsha's writing this down.
Well, Marsha, write down that he gave us four fake names.
Okay.
I don't know if he's really a police officer. I'll say it.
You know what? I'll say it. I don't think he's a police officer either. He definitely has the gun discipline of a police officer. That's for sure.
True fucking that, America.
Anywho. I think we should solve this murder, because if he's the only one working this case,
then it's not going to get solved at all. No. And that guy is still on the run.
I know. Well, I think before we go back in, I think we should get the news team to come with us too.
They should
so
document
they can,
it
they
with
can
us.
The building.
Yeah, they should document us. What? Yeah.
They'll be in the building with us. They'll document every single aspect of the thing.
Yeah. I'm not paying them though. Daddy said that they belong to me, so we don't have to worry about it.
Cool. Wait. It'll be our own little documentary. Are you a little documentarian, Candy?
I am. Well, I should actually look for my dad. I don't know where he went. Daddy? Daddy? Daddy?
There's a wide shot of like the crowd, and Candy's dad is not in the crowd.
Candy's daddy.
Daddy.
I don't know where Daddy with a Q. I don't know where he went. Can I just hang out with you guys and do this thing that we talked about and we said that we were going to do?
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool.
Marsha's right. Writing down Candy's dad is missing.
Okay, we'll find him though. We're gonna find him. This happened to me when we went to Kroger. He went on the microphone. I went on the microphone because I lost him. And we own that Kroger. It's called the Fire Stick Kroger.
Fire Stick.
Fire Stick Kroger. I was right. I was right. Okay.
All right. A couple like 30 minutes later, the people are allowed to go back into the building. The four of them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the news team, they all meet in the penthouse.
There's lemonade.
Okay. So as the oldest here, Randy, hello, my name's Randy, everybody. I bring this meeting of the murder documentary to a beginning. Hello.
The camera's like right in his face.
You can step back a little bit, sir.
Well, I've been don't tell me how to do my job. I've been doing my job for years. You love the news in the building, don't you?
Yeah, but you were.
This
doing
is how
news.
We do it.
This isn't a news story. This is a documentary. So please.
Okay.
It's like,
so
he has like an earpiece in, and like you can hear over the radio that's in his ear. Just like, don't let him intimidate you. Get closer.
He slowly starts moving close again. He knocks the lemonade over. It spills everywhere.
Oh no!
Oh my god.
Okay. Anyway, so what do we all know about the murder? Does anybody know what happened? Has anybody else besides us three, Candy, my wife, and I, do we know? Has anybody else seen the murder?
One of the news people, he coughs. I am.
Okay, please talk about it.
I'm not supposed to be on camera.
You're part of the news team.
I know. I'm a behind the. you hear the earpiece go. Don't you fucking
in the earpiece. Yeah. Do not be on camera. I swear to God, do not get on the camera.
Look, you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to, but please, like.
I saw the body.
You saw the body.
I saw the body.
Did you recognize the body?
Marsha, like, scoots her way in between Randy and the news guy.
He lives in this building. I've seen him before.
It's me, Marsha. He lives in this building.
Yes, he lives in this building. Hello, Marsha. I'm not supposed to be in front of the camera. I'm very soft spoken too. He lives in this building.
Speak up.
Okay, he lives on this building. Right now we're in the penthouse suite. He lives in the basement. He was the janitor.
The janitor lived in the building.
Yes.
Okay. She's writing this down.
His name was Kev.
Not Kev. Oh.
Kev. Yep. Mm-hmm.
He was such a nice person. He took care of our mail whenever we were gone. Isn't that right, honey?
That's right. He always kept it very nice and clean because he was a janitor. Mm-hmm. And, like Lemon Pledge.
And he when Daddy wasn't home, he'd babysit me.
The janitor?
So you knew the victim. This is a big get.
Did I not tell you this?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, so we have a kind of a deal with the janitor, right? Where he watches me and my dad lets him live in the building for free. And sometimes we throw scraps at him. He eats them. He always does. Uh-huh. Or did. Uh-huh. Did.
Yeah, now he's dead, honey. He's dead. How does that make you feel? Are you sad?
They put the camera in her face. I don't want it. It's too close. It's too close.
Please step back. Step back.
Put it back. It makes me feel sad.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. This is good shit. Keep that in. Keep that in.
All right, everyone. I have deduced likely suspects.
Okay.
What is it, Marsha?
First of all, it's Mr. Firestick. Thick? Mr. Fire Thick?
Stick.
Stick.
Like a stick.
Like a stick.
Uh-huh.
My first suspect is Mr. Firestick.
No. No.
Candy,
no.
Shut up.
No. There's no way. Okay, fine.
He wasn't at the huddle outside.
Oh, true that.
True that.
True that.
Anybody else, Marsha?
Is that it?
No. Also, Mr. Peterson in 2B.
Why?
Also wasn't there.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. We have to talk to him.
Oh, because he wasn't there at the outside.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
I think we should go find this out. But
and we also need to figure out if Kev had any enemies.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
Yes, a janitor, well known to always have enemies.
We you don't know. He actually always did talk about somebody, but I don't remember his name. We're going to have to go look in his diary.
Oh my gosh. All
but
right.
We need okay. his fingerprint to get into his diary.
Into the diary.
It's one of those locked ones that little girls have.
It's like one of those pink ones.
Yeah.
It plays sounds and lights yeah. up when you open it.
Yeah. I have one because I am a little girl, but I have the same one actually. We gave right. it.
Here's what we're going to do. All right. Splitting Candy.
Up. Yes.
You go and find your dad, see what he was doing during the evacuation. On your own. If we go with you, he'll suspect something, but a news camera will go with you.
Okay, because I am a 6-year-old girl walking alone. I'd like to have a company.
I mean, you were with us, you were alone in the elevator, so when you came from
she sneezes right on him.
Oh god. Okay. Next up, Marsha and I are going to go to Mr. Peterson's room in 2B and find out what he was doing there.
Oh, I thought it was till death do us part. Hmm?
Clarice.
Go with the girl.
She's a teenager.
Uh-huh. Have fun. I'm going to go do the other thing.
I just
now,
knew
apparently.
That since you're an engineer, you could get into the diary.
Oh, I could do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, so you get into the diary and find Deal. Out who the enemy was of mm-hmm. the janitor. Okay. And everyone, all the news people, you do the news. Don't say what we're doing, our plan to the entire building. Just keep doing the news because everybody trusts you. You got it.
All right, everybody, hands in.
Hands in.
All right.
All right, what are we threeing to?
The janitor.
Are we saying his name or the word the janitor?
I am unfamiliar with his name, so
it's
I was
Kev.
Just going,
we
it's
just
Kev.
Talked about
it's
this.
Kev.
All right.
Randy, you're terrible at this.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. It's just I have selective hearing, as you always tell me and nag
yeah,
me.
Yeah, whatever.
About.
Hands in and then go with the girl.
All right, shut up. All right. Kev on three. One, two, three.
Kev.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Break.
On three. Oh, no, wait. We just did that. Okay, let's go. All right. So it's like
we cut to the janitors.
It's like a cool shot.
Go ahead.
Right? So it's like there's three halves of the screen. So it's
follows different characters.
It zooms in. Yeah. So it's like sorry, there's like a little gnat. So like the left half is the janitors. So.
Okay. Continue. So that was
Randy and Marsha.
Randy and Marsha are going to Peterson's. So let's follow them.
Okay, let's do that because this is one we can think of. Okay, go.
Only remember. They cut to 2A, outside of 2A.
2B.
They 2B. Knock out 2B. Well, they're outside of 2A also. It's across the hall.
Okay, yeah.
They knock on the door.
Okay. I'll do most of the talking. You just seem like you're concerned. Like we're like, oh.
With all due respect, Randy, I am the detective.
Okay, but.
So maybe I should do some of the talking, and you should not.
Have you ever talked to Mr. Peterson before?
Not at all. Never. I live on the fourth floor.
I've had pleasantries with him before, so he'll probably be more receptive. Not like that.
Oh.
Sorry, hello? Is somebody knocking?
Yes, hello, Mr. Peterson.
Oh, I'll be there in 1 second. I'm just feeding my cat.
Okay. Okay, so he has a cat. Write that down.
Why is that relevant?
I don't know. You're the detective. I thought everything, every bit of information was important.
No, if I have to discern through all of my notes, I'll have so many notes of he has a cat, he has a dog, he feeds his cat on Wednesdays, he doesn't feed his cat on Thursdays.
He does not feed a cat on Thursdays.
I don't know. He's an old man. Maybe he forgets to feed the cat.
Sorry, I'll be one more second. I'm just feeding my other cat.
He's got another cat.
He's got two cats? Okay.
That's kind of interesting.
Okay, fine. I'll write it down. He has two cats.
Yeah, see, that would be interesting. That would be important later on, I bet
you. It better be important later, otherwise I'm going to be mad at you.
He makes it to the door. He opens it. Inside his apartment are hundreds of cats.
Hello, Mr. Peterson.
Hello.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's just like a huge-ass waft of stink just hits them. Like,
did like, you know I was feeding my cats right now? I almost forgot. I usually don't remember on Thursdays, but today I remembered.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. So what can I do for you guys? Do you want some cat food?
We'll pass.
He puts it in a bowl and puts it in
front of him. He starts to eat cat food.
Yeah, he takes a finger and, like, dips it in. Like, they're, like, Randy and Marsh are, like, horrified.
Yeah, so you little kitties have come over to my
No, sir, we just came to check on you because you weren't outside during the evacuation. Did you know that there was an evacuation?
No, I was just tending to my cat.
What kind of old man isn't watching building news TV all the time?
I'm watching cat news TV. He puts it on. It's just his cats. It's like a video.
The camera pans to the TV and it's just like a live stream of his living room.
Yeah.
This is my favorite show. I never miss it.
Oh, look, we're on. Look,
No. You're in the shot. Get out of the shot.
Oh, okay.
All right, so kitties, what else can I do for you?
We were just wondering, where were you
earlier? I was here. I was in my room. I very rarely leave. I left
earlier.
Do you have
an alibi for that?
Well, I mean, you can ask any of these cats.
I literally cannot.
I mean, you can go, Mr. Kitty, where is he? And he'll go, meow, meow, meow. And that's your answer now, isn't it?
Marcia writes down insane on her thing, and that's it.
All right, little kitty. So I've been baking a little cake.
Mr. Peterson, did you hear about what happened in the building today?
He takes out a cake. It's in the shape of a cat.
Not like a cat face, but like it looks like it's like a it's like it kind of looks like he cooked a cat in a
yeah
way.
It's like the body of a cat realistic. Yeah. Oh, you guys want a slice?
We're good.
I'll pass.
Okay.
Do you know what happened in the building today?
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. Somebody lost one of her claws.
Are you talking about a cat or is that a euphemism?
I think it's a euphemism. I'm going to go with. I don't know. It was me.
Well, there was a murder.
There was a murder.
Kev, the janitor, died. Was murdered.
Was killed.
Did I tell you Kev would come over here sometimes?
Really?
He would. What was he doing over here?
He loved the cats, and the cats loved him. He had one favorite cat.
Who was the favorite cat?
Her name is Cinda. Cinda the cat. Cinda. I haven't seen her in a little bit, though. I wonder.
You haven't seen her.
No, I know all 55 of my cats, and right now, number 56, Miss Cinda. I haven't seen her.
Where do you think Cinda is? If you find
my cat, let me know.
Where do you think Cinda is?
Well, honestly, I didn't want to say this, but I think Kev might have taken her because he always took a liking to that cat, and that cat always took a liking to him. And so now you listen here, little kitties. I think that janitor stole my cat, and I would like it back. So
would that make you an enemy of the janitor?
No, I don't know. One of the cats just gives birth right there. You know, so I'm always was getting new couch, you see.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a long ordeal.
She was shining the giving birth. I didn't want to draw attention to it.
It's like on the TV too.
Yes.
Some of the cats are like watching the TV instead of just watching,
watching the TV. Half of them are watching it in real life.
Yes. So if you find my cat, let me know. I'm looking for Miss Cinda. She's black with green stripes.
Green stripes?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to her, but she's very, very easy to spot, so you can't miss it. So
it's true.
Stripes, not spots.
What did I say?
He said it's good, easy to spot. No,
shut up, Randy. I'm
you're confusing
to catch
me, little kitty. Last you kitty know, that confused me became cake. I'm kidding. He doesn't blink.
Sir, are you alive? Are you alive?
Mr. Peterson, I have one more question before
okay.
we go.
Mm-hmm.
When Kev came over here,
yes,
did he talk about maybe, you know, problems in his life? Something that could come back to bite him.
He said he owed money. I remember him saying.
Owed money? Did he say to whom?
I never ask these types of questions, you know. I think it's rude.
What kind of questions do you ask?
I say, do you want to see my cat? Would you like to come into my apartment? You know, I've never interacted with you, I don't think.
No, I live on the fourth floor.
Yeah. Did I ever ask you what your name was? What's your name?
I'm Marcia. Nice to meet you. I'm Team Detective.
Oh, okay. Well, what have you been writing?
None of your business.
No, just kidding. I don't ask that question. I think it's rude. I'm kidding. All right. So can I help you with anything else, young boys? Little kitties?
No, I think we're good. Right, Marcia? I think we're good.
All of my questions have been answered.
Okay. Well, you want some cake on the way out?
They cut to, we cut to Candy. Candy and one of the mm-hmm. camera guys, they're walking to her apartment.
And she's just talking his ear off. And then when I went to the pool, I did the backstroke and then I did the breaststroke and then mm-hmm. When I swam to the bottom, I touched the bottom of the pool and then I jumped up like a catapult and then I saw the laser tag. I went laser tagging. Did I tell you about laser tag?
Are we at your apartment yet, Candy?
She looks up. Yeah, we just got here.
Oh, okay.
All right, you have to enter the code.
I don't know the code.
Oh, well then we can't go in.
Well, do you need help putting in the
code?
Yeah,
lift me up.
Okay.
He lifts her up.
Grabs her by the waist and lifts her up.
She hits the numbers. It's 47-52-98-36.
Okay, there we go.
And then the gate opens, and then the next thing is a door. It's like a gated door thing. I don't fucking know.
In an apartment building.
It's a gated apartment. And then it's like one of, you know, like those little buzzer things, that you, like you have to buzz somebody to be like,
yeah.
Hit the buzzer.
And there's a. And there's a. Who is it?
Daddy? Daddy?
Oh, it's you, Candy. Come in.
Can you unlock the door?
Yes, I'm pressing the button.
You hear? She unlocks it.
Come in and see me in my office.
I'm bringing a friend.
Okay.
They're walking up
Cut
the stairs.
To yep. The office.
She walks in. Hi, Daddy.
Oh, Candy, my darling. How are you?
Oh, so good. I was telling my friend here. This is I never asked his name.
My name's Javier, sir.
Oh, this is Javier, sir. And this is my dad, Mr.
We're just Candy asked me if I could film her. You know, Candy. She's so eccentric.
Yes, she was at the pool and she was jumping like a
oh my gosh! And then I did the breaststroke and the backstroke and I touched the bottom
Candy
of the pool.
Candy, quiet the adult.
We already went over that, sir.
Javier, it's nice to meet you. I am Frederick Firestein.
It's nice to meet you, Frederick, Mr. Firestick.
You call me Mr. Firestick.
Okay. Sorry.
I own this building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the pleasure of me seeing you today, Candy?
Well, Daddy, did you hear? Did you hear?
I hear what?
Did you hear that somebody died? Somebody died, Dad.
People die every moment, Candy.
I saw the person who died. I didn't see the person. I mean, like,
You saw death.
I saw death. It was in the building, and I was also chased by a scary man with a blonde hair. I mean, with my God, he had blonde hair. Somebody with blonde? did you record that?
Yeah, I got that. Okay.
He had blonde hair and blood on his suitcase. I guess I just figured that out.
Candy. You know, you're too young to be seeing death and being chased by men.
So, what are you going to do, Daddy? What do you mean?
What am I going to do?
Okay, no, I have a question for you.
Yeah, sure. Ask him the question. Where was he?
Where were you when this happened?
Where was I?
Yeah.
At what time did this happen?
It's been about an hour now, sir.
Yeah, it just happened.
Well, if you're asking me where I was an hour ago, I'll tell you. He pulls out like a handkerchief from his pocket, and he wipes off his hands. And maybe there's a little bit like a red stain on his hands. Mm.
Ooh.
He puts it back in. Well, I was in a meeting this morning.
Javier just moves the camera really close.
he backs up from the camera a little bit.
You were in a meeting?
I was in a meeting with several Japanese businessmen.
Can these Japanese businessmen confirm that you were at this meeting?
That's good. Candy.
They could,
that's good.
But you have to speak Japanese.
Oh, Daddy, don't you remember those sessions where you taught me Japanese? You don't remember? Daddy, do you not remember the time we spend together? Daddy, did you know I did the breaststroke and I touched the bottom of the pool?
Candy, stop. No, I didn't remember that you know Japanese.
Oh, that's right, because you didn't teach me. It was one of our manservants.
Oh, fuck.
You know Daddy's busy. Daddy's a very busy man. I do a lot to provide for you.
Well, what do you do? Because I never see you. You know, the last time I saw you, Daddy? Do you even know?
I don't.
It was my birthday last year. And it's June, and my birthday was in a long time ago, so it's been a long time.
Well,
Javier's like going back and forth between the two.
I can't be expected to see you every day. I'm very busy.
You're my dad, though.
I didn't see my father for decades at a time.
Decades?
Yeah. It means 10 years, Javier. Keep up.
Yeah, I got that. I was just expressing concern for you. Oh my God. Where's the, can I ask a question? Where's your mother in all of this?
Where's Candy's mother?
Uh-huh. She starts to cry.
Candy can tell you where her mother is.
What? That's so menacing. Holy shit. Candy, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Hell, Javier, Candy.
She and Daddy got into an argument while they were on a cruise, and I haven't seen her since.
Holy shit.
I left her at port in Italy.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she's in Italy. I write to her sometimes.
Oh, okay. She's still alive.
I think either that or it's somebody with feminine handwriting. You know, I've questioned this. Because I've asked for pictures and like signs that it's actually her, and I've gotten none of that.
Oh man.
Candy, am I a suspect in this murder?
Should I be honest, Javier?
No, don't.
You're not a suspect.
Oh, good. Thank God. Uh-huh. Because I was not in a meeting this morning with Japanese businessmen.
Oh, my God. What? You just lied to me?
I had that on camera, sir.
What?
What? Nothing.
You said this was off the record. I remember you saying that.
I did not say that at all.
Was no, this said? You did say that. It was first.
No,
was
I didn't. No, I didn't. You...
Well, play the tape back.
It's recording right now. I'd have to stop and then play it. And...
Yeah, don't take okay, Daddy, don't worry. Where were you?
Where
were you doing?
I?
Yeah.
Where was I?
Where were you?
I was.
Uh-huh.
I can't recall where I was, actually.
Okay, all right. Well, while we're here then, because if you want to be useful to us, I have a question about Kevin. Kev.
What about him?
Well, you remember the arrangement we have with him?
Right. He gets to live here rent-free.
Uh-huh.
Creating no value for this building whatsoever.
Okay.
And he watches you in return.
Well, when was the last time you've seen him?
When was the last time I saw Kev?
Yeah.
I seem to remember. You know what? I did see him during my morning run.
Oh, yeah. This morning?
Yes. So I get up at 3:30 every morning. And Jesus. I go for a run.
Yeah, I know.
You have to work hard to make money in this game.
Okay. I understand. I understand, sir. I wake up at 3:30 in order to do the building news.
Love the building news.
Anywho, so as I was leaving the building, I saw him in the lobby. He was talking to the doorman.
The doorman.
You know, the lazy man that I hired to open and close the door.
Did you hear what they said?
No, I was too far away and I don't listen to poor people.
You're listening to Javier.
Hey,
I'm kidding.
Don't you ever say that to me again. Javier, what's your annual income?
a little less than 40,000.
And does this building news, does it pay a lot or?
I mean, I just told you my annual income, so.
Right, but like, maybe there's another anchor who, I don't know, makes more than you, or maybe a producer.
I mean, yeah, I'm just a cameraman, so.
Wait, I think these are like actual paid news people.
I thought these guys did it for fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
No,
Good job, Daddy.
I pay them. It's me. I pay them.
Oh, speaking of, I need money.
How much, darling?
$10,000.
Oh, perfect. He writes her a check for $50,000. There's a little extra in there.
Oh my God, that's more than I'm worth in a year.
That's right. You could purchase Javier if you'd like.
Javier, how much for you?
$50,000.
Would that be a wise investment, Daddy?
I think, you know, if you wanted, if you really, really want him.
Look, Candy, let's leave.
Okay,
fine, Candy.
Okay.
Fine, Candy, you know, I'll pay for this one. You get the next one, okay? He writes another $50,000 check.
Oh my God.
And gives it to her. All right.
All right. Okay. Do you have any
anyway,
more questions?
I have to go back.
No, we're good.
Yeah, we're in control now, Daddy. Bye.
All right. Well, I have to go.
I don't care what you have to do. Go. Bye.
Okay.
No, wait. What do you have to do?
It might have been a clue, but okay.
No, tell me. Tell me.
Well, I was just going to say that now I have to hire a new janitor because my janitor is dead. And this one, you know, hopefully this one isn't a lazy man who tries to sleep with my girlfriend.
What?
Cut two. We cut to Clarice. She's going down into the basement to open up the diary.
She's with the other news guy. The earpiece guy. He's like watching his phone on the video village. That's him. He's watching the other interview.
He's like talking to them, you know, like as they're doing their thing.
All right, now ask about the girlfriend. Sorry, what's going on? Hello?
Oh, I'm dusting for prints. I'm trying
good.
To find his
good. That's good. That's good.
Print. Also, we have to find the diary itself. Usually they're hidden.
Yes, of course. You find the diary.
Okay, you keep watching your phone there.
Yep.
You know, that thing will rot your brain, son.
This is my job, miss. It may rot my brain, but
I mean,
it's part of my job.
It's not part of your biology. It's not good for your eyes.
You hear a faint meowing.
Get the cat out of the shot. Get the cat out of the shot.
It's like malnourished. He needs food.
Somebody get that cat food. We go over to Marcia. She's looking at like Kev's workspace. And Marcia's Oh, not Marcia. I meant Clarice. Sorry.
Okay.
Clarice is shuffling through the through some files. And she's looking through. She sees a ripped out piece of paper, and it's a bright. It's like a bright pink color. Like the paper is bright pink. It looks like it's from a young girl's diary. She holds it up.
Look at this. It's our clue. It's our clue, Brandon.
Oh, cool. Read it.
It says...
Somebody get that fucking cat out of the shot.
It's in this room, Brandon.
What? There's also a cat on
the
screen.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you're... Marcia...
Is that one giving birth?
Holy shit. I was wondering why there was so much meowing all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was a lot of meowing.
Wait, so there's another cat
there's
here?
There's a cat here. You can hear it. It's in the cupboard.
All right,
Hold on a second. Let's check out the cat.
She opens
the cupboard, and it's like...
It's a black cat.
Like its hair is falling out,
yeah.
But it's also like bound. Like its paws are tied together.
It's a black cat with a...
Tied up in rope.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that cat was tied up.
Why is this cat is tied up?
It also has duct tape over its mouth. Oh my gosh.
Why? How is it meowing?
Well, I mean, you can still hear it over the duct
just
tape.
A little bit. It's muffled, obviously.
They take the duct tape off, thinking something will change. There's silence. The cat starts meowing again.
All right, okay, that was our second clue. Back to the first clue.
Brandon continues to unravel the cat from the rope while she does this.
All right, the diary page says, took the cat today. Been planning on writing the ransom note soon.
Wait, he took the cat?
It looks like he stole this cat.
Oh my gosh.
He was going to ransom it for money.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Anything else? Is that it?
This says that his mother's house is being foreclosed and he doesn't have any money.
Ooh.
Damn. He really does tell all to his diary.
He does. He tells everything. Oh, he also wrote where the rest of the diary is on this page. Very convenient.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, check under his pillow.
Okay. Brandon walks over to the pillow. He throws it off, and then underneath there's a bright purple bound diary that with a rainbow and a cloud on it. and it says "My Secret Diary" with in like Comic Sans esque type, and in like bright red underneath it in like a stamp kind of image. It says "Girls Only, Boys Drool."
All right, perfect, Brandon. Do you find the place where I put the fingerprint? Okay?
It's right here. It's a little lock thingy.
So she finishes up dusting, like, on the desk and stuff, and she pulls the fingerprint off with, like, a little plastic sheet, you know, like movies.
Yeah, and she's, like, she does, like, the glue thing or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
he just pulls it up.
And she's taking this the entire time, and...
Brandon just rips open the diary.
Brandon just like
it's like a plastic lock. He forced it. It was really easy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Brandon!
What? It was.
I did all this cool science stuff for nothing.
I'm sorry. It was just like I literally was just like kind of like fiddling around with it and it opened. That was it.
Don't you want the documentary to be good?
The what?
The documentary. Don't you want it to be good?
Yes. I'm sorry. I should be filming this. I'm sorry.
You're right. You should be filming this. All right. Hand me the diary.
Here you go. Oh, God. I'm still, this cat's still bound. Hold on. I got to get... Okay. And then he finally gets the last knot out, and the cat is able to run free.
It skids away.
It's doing the thing where it's like running in place for a second, like, right, trying to get traction.
It's like in Scooby-Doo or whatever.
All right, I'm going to the last entry on the page.
Oh, that's a good idea.
She's swiping and swiping. Wow, he wrote in here like 3 times a day.
Oh my gosh.
All right, okay, last page. Morning of. Oh my gosh, it's this.
It literally
morning.
Says morning of.
Yeah, well. Yes.
Okay, you say morning. Yeah, okay, cool.
It's from this morning.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
What is that?
It says today is the day. I have my meeting scheduled for outside the building.
At
3:45 a.m. I'm going to get my mother's house back. I'm going to save her.
Interesting.
And then I will send the ransom note.
So he was trying to he was going to meet the person. Wait.
He was meeting someone.
But it wasn't the person that he was going to, that he stole his cat from.
No.
Because he was going to send the ransom note.
Mm-hmm. Right. I wonder if that means he was caught up in more than one shady deal. Mm-hmm. Maybe this first person wasn't giving him money, but something else.
You know, I've been listening to Candy and Javier's what's going on there, and the dad did say, I did hear that Kev was fucking Candy's dad's girlfriend.
Interesting. I guess that's why the next line here is had fun sex dream about Tiffany.
Oh shit. I should have just let you continue.
You should have just let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, he should have let Tiffany finish.
Yeah. Honestly, that's
he goes into a lot of detail about it, is what I'm saying.
Ooh. Oh.
No, we don't need to read it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, yeah.
Wait, don't look at me like that. I'm married. Till death do we part.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I've read some of your husband's books. They get pretty spicy.
They do get spicy. I rewrite part of those.
Really?
Yeah.
And you don't want to read this part.
Well, not out loud to you. I don't know you.
Okay. So Tiffany.
Okay. So she must be the girlfriend of Mr. Firestick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Was he going to meet Mr. Firestick about the affair?
It could be. Maybe he was trying multiple different ways to save his mother's house. But why would they kill him?
Suddenly there's a crash in the background. It's the cat. Oh, thank God.
Oh, God.
Wait. Let me look at that cat. He walks over to...
She, like, catches it.
It's clawing.
Don't worry. I have a way with cats. He pets the cat, instantly calms down.
Wow. Oh, my God. Brandon.
I'm a cat whisperer by night. I'm a documentarian and night news crew guy by morning. By night, I'm a cat whisperer. Anyway, let me look at this cat. He looks at the collar. This is Mr. Peterson's cat.
Doesn't Mr. Peterson have like
56 cats?
Have 56 cats?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder. So he was ransoming the cat from Mr. Peterson.
Is Mr. Peterson loaded?
He was a trust fund baby.
Oh, yeah. No wonder he's able to.
Probably.
I mean, I guess if he has 56 cats, he can be able to afford feeding all of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting. So he has a natural enemy with Mr. Firestick. But he was also trying to get money out of Mr. Peterson.
Yes, but he never sent the ransom note, it sounds like.
Can we find the ransom note? Is the ransom note anywhere around here?
Check the desk drawers.
They open the desk drawers. They're not finding anything. They keep looking around.
The cat, he starts scratching at like a piece of the wall. It's like a, and the, suddenly the wall like opens up. Like it's like it's a like, fake bookcase thing. Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like yeah. a secret panel.
Yeah.
But it's just like cat size.
What's going on, Brandon? Look, Brandon, look. Oh my God, the cat went somewhere.
The cat went into this cat size panel.
The cat it goes somewhere. The cat.
And in its mouth is like the little ransom note.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. He pets the cat. The cat immediately gives the ransom note to Brandon. Okay. Oh my God.
What's it say? Read it.
You are not going to believe this.
I'm ready.
It says, cut to.
The gang has all gotten back together. Those three individual panels, because all these scenes are happening at once. They like kind of converge into each other. And then we're back in the penthouse, and we have like the board, like they have in all the crime things with like the pictures and the red line, you know, the strings,
the yarn and stuff.
Yeah, the yarn and stuff. And everybody's gathered around this board, and they're all sharing what they found.
Okay, so I think Marcia and I should go first.
Right.
We went and saw Mr. Peterson, him and his several other cats.
55 cats.
He was missing one. As I learned, Brandon and my wife have found the other one, who is with us here today. Hello. Good morning, Cinda.
Meow, 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 meow.
It's nice of you to join us.
So there's
there's a picture of Cinda on the cork board and a picture of Mr. Peterson, and also just like pictures of the birth of the like the live birth that was going on in Mr. Peterson's room.
And there's a picture of every single cat too.
The TV in the background is playing the cat news channel. For Peterson. He's just like in his living room playing with a cat toy.
he's playing with it. He's not like
him.
The cats aren't
the
playing
cat.
With it. So what we learned is that Kev may have probably kidnapped Cinda the cat, as we've learned from Brandon and what the fuck is the wife's name? Clarice. As Clarice and Brandon have learned, as they found Cinda bound and duct taped gagged.
So that we think that establishes clear motive, and he has the means, and he wasn't there during the evacuation.
But he said he was attending to all 55 of his cats that were present in his residence.
True.
Now, Candy and Javier, what did you find?
Yeah, so we talked to Daddy. My daddy, the owner of the building, Mr. Firestick.
Candy owns me now.
This is a long story. Actually, it isn't that long. I bought Javier for $50,000, and I have another $50,000 in case anybody.
Only $50,000, Javier? Look, that was more than I make in a year.
Here's the thing. So Javier and I, we were talking about swimming pools, right? And so when you do the brush stroke and then you do the backstroke and then you're able to go back and forth super quickly. And the funny thing is okay. All right. So what were we okay. we're talking about my dad. My dad, you think he killed my mom.
Wait,
what?
What?
Do we have to add a picture of your mother?
I haven't seen her face in Yeah, well, I'm six, and so if I say yours...
Here, I'll put question mark.
Yeah.
Candy's mom with a Q?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in so long. I write to her, though, but I don't know. But yeah, and then there was a problem with Kev sleeping with daddy's new girlfriend, who I don't like because she only gives me $40,000. I know. I wanted two ponies and she got me a horse. I said, I wanted two ponies and she got me a horse. I
said, heard you the first time.
Two ponies. Okay. All right. Who else wants to be bought?
I don't think anybody does.
Honey. All right. And we found Kev's diary, which states that he had a meeting in the early morning hours of this morning.
Oh, well, you know,
he was seen, and we know he was seen by Mr. Firestick in the lobby. What were you saying?
Ooh.
Right,
okay, well,
you.
Oh, I was going to say, Daddy, he goes on runs at 3 a.m. And so he's out early in the morning anyway. So I know that he saw him in the lobby, but he didn't see him before he saw him in the lobby.
Interesting. Mm. Mm-hmm. We just know that he had a meeting with someone right at 3:45 in the morning.
Wait, Javier speaks. Brandon. Yes. When do we go live in the morning? We go live at 3:30 in the morning. And we document every single thing that happens in the building on Building News TV. That's true. We did film something in the lobby this morning. Let me see if I can find it. Brandon goes to try and see if he can find the tapes of this morning. He is able to find it. He puts it into the VCR of the TV that's playing Cat News.
Picture in picture, Cat News is still up.
Okay, good. He fast forwards a little bit. In today's news, we bring you live from the lobby. We see that there is a meeting going on in between two people. I don't know. It's 3:30. Nobody's fucking watching right now. I could say anything and I won't be taken off the air. ACAB, fucking Officer Dewey is a piece of shit. Hate him. He's a fucking piece of shit. He fires off his gun every single goddamn time I ever see him. Oh my god. I just ask him, like, hey, can you come over to I think there was a robbery or something in the building, and he's just like, I'm just like, oh my fucking god. But in the background of this scene, you can see that it's definitely Mr. Firestick and Kev having a meeting.
That's it. He was meeting Mr. Firestick. It must be him.
Well, I guess it really was my dad then.
Well, we don't know that, honey. We don't know that.
He's the only family I have left.
You have me now. You bought me.
I guess that is true. Own you. But can I own you as my friend?
Of course.
And my father figure?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'll adopt you.
Good. You'll adopt me. Well, then I would like my $50,000 back.
We could talk about this later.
Okay.
I say we confront Mr. Firestick and we ask him if he killed Kev.
All right, let's do it right now. Cut to Mr. Firestick's his study.
Office.
Yeah, his office. Everybody, the entire group, like all however many people, they all run in at the same time. And they're all...
Everyone, please. We can all talk in a very civilized way. Candy, my
You killed her!
Daughter.
You killed him!
Candy.
It's your fault!
Relax.
You killed mother! You killed her! And she's just like screaming.
Javier has to like hold her back. Not now. We're not talking about your mom. We're not talking about your mom. We're talking about Kev.
So while my daughter is indisposed, one of you speak for the group. You, old man.
Sir, we have evidence to prove that you are the killer of Kev the janitor.
Oh, do you now?
Yes.
What evidence is it?
We know that he was having sexual relationships with your girlfriend, Tiffany. Tiffany's right over there. Tiffany's right there in the corner. She's like,
she's filing her nails. That's true.
Was he a good lover, Tiffany?
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It was good. It was better than this. Just jabroni.
So that angers you, and you had a meeting with Kev this morning at 3:45, right before your morning run.
You're right, I did. What up?
So you don't... So then after that, Kev wasn't seen since.
Well, I was on my run, though.
And also... Wait a minute. And also, you have blonde hair! Like,
it's more of a dirty blonde, but sure.
Oh my god, wait. It was you that was chasing me. This makes sense. What? Yeah, it was Daddy. He was chasing
me.
You were chasing me. I saw your briefcase.
Candy dear, you told me that a man was chasing you, and he kept saying, little girl, shh, little girl.
Yeah.
Why would I not use your first name?
I don't think you know my name. And I think you only know it because other people have been saying my name.
What? That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true at all, dear.
What's her full name?
Yeah, what's my full name?
What's her... Okay, so her name is Candy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, already off to a bad start.
Yeah. How do you spell Candy?
How do you spell Candy? Don't ask me such stupid questions. C-A-N-D-Y.
It was you! Book him! Book him! Somebody throw the cops at him. In bursts in Officer Dewey. Alright, I got a call.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Officer Dewey, I will not stand for this.
Oh, hello, Mr. Firestick. I apologize. I didn't know it was concerning you.
Right. This mob is trying to get me arrested.
Officer Dewey, I have something for you. She gives him the other $50,000.
You're under arrest, sir, Firestick.
Officer Dewey.
I own you.
You've been on my payroll for years.
Well, she gave me a larger payroll just now.
Mm-hmm.
When suddenly in walks Mr. Peterson.
Hello, little kitties. I heard that there is noise going on.
Peterson.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I'm just the lovable cat owner in your building. This is the first time I've left my apartment in years. I told my cats to feed themselves. Hopefully they'll...
Cut to cat TV. The cats are eating each other.
They start with the cake.
Yeah, they start with the cat cake.
But then because it was a cat, they grow a taste for flesh.
Yeah, I know.
And so steal a can of like cat food in the bowl no one has touched.
This is the unplayed with toy that Mr. Peterson was playing with earlier. Just sitting there. Cut back to the
commotion.
Yeah. Well, shall I... A little birdie told me, or should I say a little kitty told me, that Cinda had been found. I haven't seen her.
Cinda bounds out of Brandon's arms.
Cinda! Cinda, my darling!
The cat jumps right into his arms and like goes into his shirt. Like,
oh, yeah, Cinda, very good. Oh, I miss the way you feel. All right.
Well, okay, well, I just want to come say hi, I guess. So, you need me for anything?
You stay here, Mr. Peterson. Wow. You'll want to hear this.
Do I? Does it involve kitties?
Yes.
Does it? Are you lying to me now?
Just keep...
What?
Just stay.
Do you have any milk? Any warm milk? For the cats. No, it's for me.
Listen, you mob. I will not stand for this. Sure, I had a meeting with Kev. And sure, he and Tiffany were sort of an item. And sure, I don't know how to spell my own daughter's name. And maybe I was chasing her this morning. But I'm the very rich man. And consequences should not apply to me.
Well, here's the other thing.
What is it?
Clarice walks forward with the diary and she reads an entry that was dated 1 week prior. I know that Mr. Firestick has called an assassin for me.
Oh.
He knows. And it's somebody I wouldn't expect. It's somebody close to me. Somebody that's close to my cat. I know that Mr. Peterson is going to kill me.
Oh.
Well, all right, well, game's up, Peterson.
No. See, this is where you're wrong, kiddies. You think you're gonna get me? You're wrong. He makes like a unearthly like noise. Thousands of cats come running.
Officer Dewey starts shooting at them.
Get him, kiddies. Go, my kiddies, guys.
Oh my God, this is how he was killed.
He was cat to death.
He was mauled to death by cats.
I'll do it again, little kiddies. I'll make you all into cakeys. Because my last cakey was so good.
Officer punches him in the face.
Yeah.
Knocks him out cold.
All the cats, like,
they just
run away. Yeah.
They like, deactivate.
Well, that was weird.
All right, well, take him away. Take him away. Now,
also take Mr. Firestick
away. Busy.
No. Mr. Firestick, you're still under arrest, sir.
Well, I can't. I'm a billionaire.
You bought
goodbye. Goodbye, Dad. Wait, I have one more question for you before you get arrested.
All right.
Is Mom alive?
Yes. But not for lack of trying.
What?
I send an assassin after her every month and I'd never get a confirmed kill.
Oh my God. We have to go to Italy. Not you.
Don't worry.
Well, obviously, I'm going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those nice ones where I can hang out and get outside sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, I'll visit. Candy. I'll take you. You're going to visit?
I feel like I had to say that. I'm not going to visit.
All
right. Okay, I'll visit.
The $100,000 check he was writing her.
Oh, wait, no, I'll visit.
Oh, okay. He opens his checkbook.
All right, cut to Mr. Firestick and Mr. Peterson, and 50 of the cats are all being put into the police car.
Little kitty handcuffs.
Yeah.
For both sets of hands?
Yeah. Mr. Firestick is like pressed up against the window of the car with like a shit ton of cats just like all around him. It's like really packed in there.
Mark my words, I'll get out. And I would have gotten away with it too.
Yes, okay, all right, goodbye. Bye, guys. Bye, friends. Bye, new friends. Bye, little kitties. He's like, Mr. Peterson's having a good time.
Officer Dewey slams the back door of the car shut, and he drives off with them. And as he's leaving, he fires his gun in the air.
Wow, so that was the mystery solved.
That's right.
Still don't trust...
Everyone did a good job.
Yeah.
Who don't you trust?
I don't trust the police officer still, because he gave us four different names. I don't know. I hope they're actually...
Well, Candy,
taken away.
Candy. Well,
what?
Candy. Randy and I have been talking, and we think we're going to take you to Italy to meet your mom.
Really? You'll take me to Italy?
Yeah, obviously on your dime, because you have the money for it. But
I was going to say, I have a private jet.
Oh, perfect.
I have all of my daddy's assets.
Well,
yes, she does.
And we'll meet your mom.
And as her legal guardian, I will go as well, Javier.
Yes, thank you, Javier. Beautiful.
And as for you,
Marsha?
Who?
What's this? Marsha. As for you, Marsha.
Yes?
Job well done.
Good job, Marsha.
Job well done. Now, Candy, why don't you make Marsha the number one private investigator for the building?
Okay,
she handles
sure.
all cases in the building.
Sure, go for it. I'm not going to pay you.
She jumps up and down in excitement.
Well, here's my question. News team, did we get good footage?
We got great footage. I think we're going to edit this together and air and try and sell it to HBO.
Well, I own HBO, so we're airing it.
Hell yeah. Everybody looks excited. Woo, yay!
Woo, yeah.
Cut to.
Uh-oh.
Officer Dewey is driving the two perps away. Did I do a good job making them believe, sir?
You did an excellent job, Dewey.
I'd say you did a perfect job.
Because, sir, you can call me by my real name.
Okay.
Which is?
Shmoopy.
Excellent work. He writes
Agent
him a check.
Shmoopy.
He writes him a check for $1 billion and he hands it to him. and then he and Peterson get out of the cop car and like a bat black like SUV pulls up and they both get in with a bunch of the cats and they just drive away.
And then it's like a drone shot of them like driving away into the sunset, never to be seen again.
Credits.
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 Our internet's
got a little bit
near the end. Yeah, why? Yeah,
that's okay. I got really excited when Alec was going to make Peterson the accomplice. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
That was great.
Yeah, I like saw you being excited. I'm just like,
I like
okay,
a good
I'm doing
murder mystery.
I'm doing
yeah, I was like, we haven't really done one of these.
Yeah, that's better than just Peterson being a red herring, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was good.
All right, when we go call it.
Oh, jeez. The cat napper.
No, we can't spoil the cats.
You're right.
Are we good?
Who killed the janitor? Just like very on the nose.
Sure.
A messy murder.
I like
messy,
that.
Clean up
messy,
on aisle five.
Clean up on aisle murder.
Should it be that? Clean up on aisle murder?
Sure.
I like it.
No, that's so stupid.
It's making us laugh, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Clean up.
Make any sense.
Yeah, because it wasn't like a... It, was like
it wasn't a grocery store.
Clean up on floor murder. Clean up on the murder floor.
Murder floor.
Murder floor. More like turtle floor.
Whoa.
I don't know. I mean, I like the cleanup on aisle murder. I think that's fucking
clean up
funny.
On aisle murder. All right.
All right. Cool.
I don't care.
If you have complaints about the name of the podcast, you can address it to me on our email.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is what, Alec?
Screenplaypodcast@gmail.com.
Can you reach us anywhere else?
Yeah, you can reach us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at ScreenplayPcast. You can also check out our YouTube, where you can find all of the podcasts, video podcasts. That is Screenplay Podcast on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, should we just end it here?
Well, how long?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
I think so. We've gone quite a long way.
Yeah, this is a longer episode. Also, it's Screenplay Podcast at night.
Mm-hmm. At night, very important.
At night.
So what, that times. Means it's bedtime. So it is bedtime, especially for me. Alex got to work in the morning.
I'm always of the opinion we should always talk about like our lives and stuff to be more appealing to an audience, but also we don't have time. Mm-hmm.
We don't have time. Alec just went on vacation. You're not going to hear about it, though.
Hey. Yeah. If you want to hear about Alec's vacation, email us.
Email us, yeah.
Email us at alecvacation.com.
Anywho, that was all of us together, but individually you can follow us. I'm at Jesse Sarewitz on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Alec Combs on Twitter and Instagram, as well as check me out on YouTube. Alec Combs just put out a new video about The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, a banned episode of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Crazy. Ooh. Shit.
Not banned instrument, but banned not allowed.
Yes.
And then I'm Jake. You can follow me on Instagram at JakeRubin27. Follow me on TikTok. I made a TikTok in the middle of this podcast. If you want to see it, it's at @ROOBSTAR_, and that's how to find me.
Well, this has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. We'll catch you, hopefully, next time. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, your mom and dad, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and, yeah, get back to us and tell us what you think. If not, we'll holler at you next time.
Light speed.
A Studio Ghibli film.